from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An end to AIDS. Is it imminent? The United Nations reports remarkable progress in containing the virus that causes AIDS. The UN's goal is to end the pandemic by 2030. VOA's Carol Pearson spoke to one of the world's leading scientists about whether this can be done.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been working to end the AIDS pandemic since the 1980s, when having HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, was a death sentence. Now people with HIV can have a normal lifespan. Fauci is a world-renowned doctor at the U.S. National Institutes of Health. He says we have the tools right now to end AIDS.
What I mean is that we have extraordinarily effective drugs. But recently, those drugs have been shown not only to save the lives of the people who take the drugs, but also to bring the level of virus so low that it makes it virtually impossible for that person to transmit the virus to someone else.
UNAIDS reports that 21 million HIV-positive people are on treatment. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunes says Middle Eastern countries have borne the brunt of terrorist attacks.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations. You know, fighting terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interest.
There is yet no claim of responsibility for the mosque attack that left more than 300 worshippers dead. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities have raised the alert for a volcano on Bali to the highest level and ordered people within 10 kilometers to evacuate, while Bali's international airport has been closed for at least 24 hours. In Australia, Emil Janssens of the Bureau of Meteorology said volcanic ash is being emitted.
About 9 o'clock on Saturday night, the volcano woke up and started emitting ash. Been increasing in intensity, so slowly getting stronger over that period.
The volcano has shifted from steam-based eruptions to magmatic eruptions, although a major eruption is not expected. A ship carrying food aid has been allowed to dock at a rebel-held Yemeni port, the first relief ship to enter the port in 3 weeks after the Saudi-led coalition lifted its closure of all entry points in a bid to shut off weapon shipments. In the capital of Sana'a, an aircraft with nearly 2 million doses of vaccines landed along with humanitarian aid workers, but UN Children's Agency spokesman Gert Capilleri said more help is needed.
I reiterate my plea to everyone with a heart for children, indeed, not to prevent us from delivering what is urgently needed.
The UN says more than 11 million children are in need of humanitarian aid in Yemen. Pakistan's federal law minister has resigned following 3 weeks of protests by Islamist groups. The situation turned violent over the weekend as police tried to break up a sit-in. The demonstrators representing various religious parties wanted a law minister to resign after a minor amendment in an electoral oath, which the protesters insisted undermined their religious beliefs. Myanmar's military chief, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, said that he told Pope Francis there is no religious discrimination in his country, where violence against Rohingya Muslims has been termed ethnic cleansing by the United States. He said Myanmar has no religious discrimination at all. Pope Francis met with Myanmar's military chief Monday as he began his trip to that Southeast Asian country. Britain's Prince Harry is tying the knot. It was announced today that he is engaged to his U.S. actress girlfriend, Meghan Markle, with a marriage due to take place in the spring of 2018. English author Claudia Joseph.
And now Harry is marrying an Afro-American. He's marrying a divorced woman. I think people look at him and remember perhaps Princess Margaret and Peter Townend and the sad, her sad life as a result of perhaps not being able to marry him, and think, well, Harry has to make his own choices in life, otherwise he's never going to have a successful marriage.
Mrs. Markle is best known for her role in the U.S. TV legal drama Suits. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.